Norway. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, West Virginia, on the way. Rolling through Ohio, gonna make it to Kentucky, gonna make it by the morning if I'm fast and if I'm lucky. Hold on tight, I'm homeward bound. Gonna boogie back to Austin, back in my hometown. Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Boogie back to Texas.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. And the folks who are in the studio before me should not be changing the microphones around. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, trying to figure this all out, thanks to Truman O'Brien as well. I've noted in the past that there's a superabundance of songs by Texas musicians, and I'm sure non-Texans as well. I got numbers in the title, and I've done one such show and thought we might as well have another one. This one's got it's kind of a thoughtful bent to it, as well as a little bit of nostalgia and more than one genre to tap into. We're going to start off with a classic from the 60s, but kind of psychedelic, a little hint of John Coltrane, those jazz fans out there, followed by Islander Ian Moore, channeling a little bit of a Beatles feel. Here we are with the Byrds and 8 Miles High. We'll be right back. that, of course, was Islander Ian Moore and 30 Days from his 2007 album, To Be Loved. And for the five or six of you people on the island who don't know Ian, he was born in Berkeley, spent most of his youth and the first part of his career in Austin before he moved to the island at the end of the 20th century. His first instrument was the violin that he picked up when he was six, and then he switched to guitar in his early teens, and he learned pretty fast because he was playing with Joe Ely and opened for the Stones and ZZ Top and got a record deal and initially focused on primarily on blues rock. And that's what we knew him as, when we were in Austin. And then he morphed into a little bit of a combo of blues rock and some pop. And we heard a little that in there, a little Beatles feel to that. And it seems he can write and play anything that he wants to. His last two albums are Toronto and Strange Days. Check them out if you haven't already. Before Ian, we heard 8 Miles High, The Byrds, kind of Texan musician David Crosby and The Byrds at that time. And that was released as a single in March of 1966, and critics often cite it as the first real psychedelic rock song. It was banned shortly after its release because of perceived drug connotations in the lyrics. And in David's liner notes to his 3CD set, Voyage, he said the lyrics were about flying to their first trip to London and getting high. He also said that Roger McGuinn's solo was from David playing John Coltrane's album Africa Brass, heavily influenced by Ravi Shankar's Indian music. And he played that over and over and over while they were on a tour bus later on. And McGuinn said that they were Coltrane emulating Indian music on a 12-string. You're listening to Songs with Numbers in the Title by Texas Musicians right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher. Thanks for listening. We're settling back in here. So we've had the numbers 8 and 30. Let's switch, for no reason whatsoever, to the number 7. Although it doesn't seem particularly lucky for Willie. Here's Willie Nelson, 7-Year Itch.
I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Well, you may say how, but you don't know me. I'm taking my licks, I'm paying my fee. I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Been riding my mind around my neighborhood, getting nowhere slow, but I'm feeling good. Stayed up all night, that's when I'm at my best. Sleep all day and that's too much rest. Had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. You may say how, but you don't know me. I'm taking my licks and I'm paying my fee. I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. I went crazy one day, but I came back when I caught myself going crazy again. I decided to write the world's best song, but when I got around to it, it had done moved on. Had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Well, you may say how, but you don't know me. I'm taking my licks and I'm a paying my fee. I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Thank you.
a little girl when nothing wrong is all alone. Eyes wide open, always hoping for the sun. And she'll sing a song to anyone that comes along. Fragile as a leaf in autumn, just falling to the ground without a sound. Crooked little smile on her face tells a tale. That's all
nice. Norah Jones and 7 years, Song of Innocence and Youth, yet a little bit of foreboding maybe with the line, and she's all alone. And that insight is courtesy of your overthinking host. You also heard Kevin Bright on National and Acoustic Guitar. 7 years came from Norah's album Come Away With Me that was released in 2002, an album that reached number one on the Billboard charts, received 8 Grammy nominations and won 5. And in the last set, I mentioned that 8 Miles High was influenced to some degree by the music of Ravi Shankar, and here we are with Norah, who is the daughter of Ravi Shankar and Sue Jones, concert promoter, who Sue and Norah moved to Grapevine, Texas, in the Dallas area after Sue and Ravi got a divorce. So Norah has got 8 solo albums and 4 collaborative albums. Before Norah, we heard Willie Nelson, the pride of Abbott, Texas, and 7-Year Itch from his album Ride Me Back Home came out in 2019, and that album, like the last few Willies, is an awful lot about his getting older and impending passing, but not without a little bit of humor. You also heard the tasty harp, always tasty harp, of Mickey Raphael. You listen to songs from Texas musicians with numbers in the title. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Count them down. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. The chamber represents over 250 member businesses and organizations on Vashon, and supports the community by organizing events such as Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and of course, Strawberry Festival. Better businesses make a better island. More info at VashonChamber.com.
VOV programming support provided by Island Insurance Center, experienced agents dedicated to helping you get the most from your insurance dollar. You can schedule a free coverage review or learn more at IslandInsuranceCenter.com.
Well, thanks to our supporters. Really appreciate their hanging in there with us. At the top of the show, I mentioned we're going to be waxing philosophical or at least thoughtful. And at some point, we might as well make that point tonight. And we're going to lead off with a couple songs about living a life in poverty. Here's Bob Skaggs and The Last Tango on 16th Street.
Thank you. midnight transfers, trying to make a play. The people with the answers don't often pass this way. Starting from Dolores all the way to Tree, it's the last tango on 16th Street. The later that it gets, the meaner that it looks. There's a lot to learn out here, not found in books. Regardless of the winter rain, watch out for the heat when it's the last tango on 16th Street. Same old people begging quarters, stretching out their hands. The vendor selling flores from a plastic can. Some are poor but honest, others lie and cheat. When it's the last tango on 16th Street. Helpless, need a place to stay. Asking you for spare change, don't know what to say. Gypsy plays a melody, a broken tooth, she smiles so sweet at the last tango on 16th Street. Same old song, I know you heard it many times before. Why does life in poverty seem so much like a war? Just make sure you're careful where you place your feet when it's the last tango on 16th Street. In front of cars, if you're holding valuables, pays to be discreet, cause it's the last tango on 16th Street. Dodge between the hookers, pain between their thighs, full moon shines above the bay, you can see it in the eye. Past the Cap Street dog leg, your heart might skip a beat when it's the last tango on 16th Street. It's the last tango, 16th Street. It's the last tango, 16th Street. It's the last tango. On 16th Street.
24 years ago, I come into this life, the son of a woman and a man who lived in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door. And he worked like the devil to be more. Different kind of poverty now upsets me so. Night after sleepless night, I walk the floor and I want to know, why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven her away? Is she gone? Morning comes the sunrise, and I'm driven to my bed. I see that it is empty, and there's devils in my head. I embrace the many-colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I find myself just wishing that my life would simply cease.
That was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, but really it was just Stephen Stills on vocals and guitar. And the song, of course, was 4 and 20, a song from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young's Deja Vu album that was released in 1970. Stephen was born in Dallas, and in the box set for this album, Stephen explained that it's really about an 84-year-old poverty-stricken man who started and finished with nothing. Stills recorded the song in just one take, and he planned to use it on his upcoming solo album. But the others in the group persuaded him to use it on Deja Vu instead. Stills then wanted Crosby and Nash to sing harmony with it, but they said no. Crosby said, "It's just too damn good. We're not touching it." We let off that set with Boss Gags on guitar and vocals and The Last Tango on 16th Street from his album A Fool to Care that was released back in 2015. You also heard Jim Cox on piano, Seth Arsenault on bandoneon, a kind of accordion. Boss's family moved from Ohio to Plano, Texas, just north of Dallas. And that's where he went to St. Mark's School, a private school, where he happened to meet Steve Miller. And they formed a band there, and they had a band at college together at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And Boz went to Europe for a while, and then he came back and he joined Steve in Steve's band, then Steve Miller Band, for his first couple of albums. Boz then went solo, and he has just been all over the place in terms of genres. He was into blues an awful lot early on, and then he did kind of that disco feel, a little R&B. Had a jazz album as well that I have not seen. I'm going to get a hold of that. Just check that out. And then he went back to a combination of all of those on A Fool to Care, an album that went to number one on the Billboard Blues chart. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight, we are listening to Texas musicians performing songs with numbers in the title. And I'm your counting host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. So we have two more with a bit of a philosophical bent, I guess, and the number one, leading off with a song that is a kind of a quiet exhortation to all of us to live life probably to the fullest, because after all, we only have one go round. Here's Jeffrey Martin.
Mm-hmm. Climb on the roof in the evening and stare out at the city and hear the sound of the trains and dream about leaving. And ask God all the hardest questions, like why make evil to begin with? If anyone would know, it should be him. It should be him. And I don't know a lot, but I think we only get one go round. And I don't know a lot, but I think we only get one go round. One go round here. Go out on the weekend, ask all the pretty girls to dance, and feel your heart beating in your chest. And cut down a tree to build a cabin, dig through the rocks to find a diamond, and work your hands until they bleed, then go and rest. I don't know a lot, but I think we only get one go round. I don't know a lot, but I think we only get one go round. One go round here. One go round here. One go round here. One go round here.
Something your heart always knew.
your conscience lead the way. Every precious second of every minute, of every hour, of every day. One dream after the other, you'll find one real and true. That's where something your heart always knew. This world was made for you. This world was made for you.
Bill Carter and One Dream from his album Carter, Doster, and Sexton, named for the three musicians, Texas musicians, playing on that song and the entire album. Bill was born out here in the Pacific Northwest, but lived in Austin for most of his life. Will Sexton was on slide guitar on that cut. He was born in Austin, and he was a teenage guitar phenom and is now out of Memphis with his wife, Amy Levere, and very good friends with Ian Moore and Jolene. Right here on the island. As a matter of fact, both Bill and Will have, and Amy Levere, his wife, have played here on the island. Stephen Doster, also on guitar, was born in Corpus Christi, and his family moved to San Antonio when his guitar playing began. And after some time overseas, he moved back to Austin and has been there ever since. And all three of them are producers and songwriters as well as performers. We let off that set with Jeffrey Martin and One Go Round from his album of the same name released back in 2017. And Terry and I have heard Jeffrey at two house concerts, and we've just been blown away by his voice and his thoughtful lyrics. His dad was a preacher, and he said that they spent some time in Dallas, but they couldn't wait to get out of there and get back to the Pacific Northwest. He's out of Portland now. He's a former English teacher. And while he hated leaving the kids for music, he said they kind of goaded him to do that because, after all, he told them all the time to follow their dreams, and if he didn't, he would be a hypocrite. Bill Carter was projecting a dream, so we might as well take a trip to the past. This one with Rodney Crowell.
So I grew up hungry, and I grew up high. Took the streets and alleys by my own backyard. I got a breaking in it on my list of crimes. Been before the judge one too many times. East Houston Blues, scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.5. It's where it's always been. It's in the drinking water and in the bar ditch mud. East Houston Blues, it's in the poor boy's blood. I learned to drink and drive when I was 12 years old. My Uncle Fireball started, rest his ragged soul. You run a 50-foot Ford up and down the drag, sipping early tide straight from a paper bag. East Houston blues pictured Dallin Street and Navigation Boulevard where the crossroads meet. Three sheets in the wind, rickshaw load, East Houston blues down a nowhere road. Think about that. I'm a third born child, my mother's only son, which means exactly nothing without a loaded gun. I don't believe in love, this I guarantee. If there's a God above, he's got it in for me. East Houston blues, what you want me to say? I need to find me a woman, keep the wolves at bay, keep my head on straight, maybe toe the line. East Houston blues ain't no friend of mine. So you understand that of which I speak, I'm a worried man on a losing streak.
Well, that's Rodney Crowell from Houston. And the song was East Houston Blues. The album was called Close Ties, much of which is unvarnished autobiographical, like that song was in particular. Rodney left Houston to go to Nashville, and he got a job as a songwriter after being discovered by a pretty good songwriter himself, Jerry Reed. And he later met a really good songwriter, Guy Clark. And he, after hearing Guy talk about writing and after watching him do some writing, Rodney said, "I got a real cold splash in the face of what real songwriting was about." His career has garnered a couple of Grammys, a bunch of Americana Music Awards and Country Music Awards. He had an early stint with Emmylou Harris's band, and he's been a record producer, especially for his then-wife, Roseanne Cash, and he's done a whole bunch of songwriting and recording. He's got 17 studio albums, 6 number one singles, and 7 compilation albums. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas, and we'll listen to Texas musicians perform songs with numbers in the title. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Osole Mio de Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 12 p.m.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance. Since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at trigginsurance.com.
Well, here we are about two-thirds of the way through the show, and we've had very little in the way of love songs. Leon Moore's song was somewhat of a love song, I think. So we might as well just max out the show with the various looks of love, a couple of losing songs, and then a much more positive song. We're going to start off with a pairing of advice from Lyle Lovett. Brings a little bluegrass feel, followed by A Lost Love from Marcia Ball. Here's Lyle. There's more pretty girls than one.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mama mama talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you a sweet loving wife. But there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, there's more pretty girls than one. Down that old lonesome road, hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. 'Cause there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble, there's more pretty girls than one. So honey, look down that old lonesome road, hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little girls and hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, there's more pretty girls than one.
Thank you. a look of regret as she closes the door. A small consolation for what went before. And she may be leaving for all the wrong reasons. There's more than one way of letting her go. She's not changing her mind. She's not changing her mind. You just have to know her. She's one of a kind.
Marcia Ball on vocals and piano, one of a kind from her 1994 album Blue House. You also heard Rich Brotherton on acoustic guitar, Steve Williams on the electric guitar. We're lucky enough to see Marcia live in a bunch of different settings, either by herself at Symphony Square, which is a terrific outdoor venue on the edge of Waller Creek right downtown, to La Zona Rosa, to the Paramount, and I'm sure a bunch of other places. In all of those places, we could hear a little bit of her Louisiana influence in her voice and the rhythm in her pianos. She was born in Orange, Texas, but she grew up in Louisiana. She went to LSU, majored in English, and then she moved to Austin to start her career in music, and it's been a long one. She's won Grammy nominations, she's won awards for her piano playing, and she was inducted into both the Austin Music Hall of Fame and the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. She first appeared during the first season of Austin City Limits in 1976. She released an album back in 2018 and was in Seattle just before COVID hit. Before Marcia, we heard another Austin icon, Lyle Lovett, another performer we were lucky to see a bunch of times in Austin and a couple up here, as a matter of fact. A song was More Pretty Girls Than One from his Step Inside This House album from 1998. I was in the third row of the Paramount when Lyle brought this tour to Austin. And this is the doubled album where Lyle covers favorite songwriters of his. And on the tour, some of the songwriters appeared with Lyle. And More Pretty Girls Than One is a traditional song, so traditional did not show up with Lyle on that one. Joining Lyle on that cut were Victor Krause on bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle. And you've heard Stuart also on this show when he was playing with Guy Clark on Austin City Limits. And the harmony might have been familiar to some of you, Allison Krause on harmony. So I'm Jeff Wetchie, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we're going to at the door of this numbers edition of Boogie Back with, I think, a great Bob Dylan song covered by a pretty wonderful duet of Texas musicians, the late Jimmy LaFave and still living Eliza Gilkison. And they are going to do Love Minus Zero, No Limit, that was recorded live at the Texas Union Theater in 2001, and I wish I could find the other musicians who were on with them. Jimmy LaFave, Eliza Gilkison.
She speaks like silence, and I feel the violence.
doesn't have to say she's faithful, cause she's true like ice, like fire. Cause people carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love laughs like the flowers. Hey, Valentine's can't buy her.
In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations. Read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Don't speak of the future. My love, he speaks softly. He knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all.
Cloaking dagger dangles, metal lights, candles, ceremonies of the horsemen, even upon must hold a grudge. Pictures made of matchsticks crumbled into one another. My love, she does nothing bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge.
Gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer. The night blows raining. My love, he's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
Jimmy LaFave and Eliza Gilkison, Love Minus Zero, No Limit on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you next week. Good night.